Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the I Can't Make This Shit Up podcast. And I swear for God, I can't make it up. But before I get into what I can't make up, I'd like to say thank you for listening. Your ears mean the world to me. I'd like to thank your fingers for clicking, because without that click, you wouldn't have heard me. And you know my favorite cliche, without it even being a cliche, without you, there's no me. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I'm back. I'm back with another podcast. And man, now this story I'm about to talk about, it actually happened on April the 12th, but I just saw it today because they said no officers would be charged in the shootout with what happened. Because, okay, little backstory. I guess these two teenagers in Memphis had a shootout with the police down there. Now, that's crazy. Like 18 and 17 year old kids, man. Like, what are y'all doing? Yes, I know. I was young one time. I get it. I got it. Yeah. But there's a big but. I was afraid to like take it to that kind of extreme with the law. Because we all know, like, even back then, you know, once you let one round go, that's it. All hell done broke loose. The dam done broken. Like, that's it. Like, it's no coming back from that. Like, so when these kids actually, you know, thought that it was wise. Now, but you got to say they was in the wrong. And I'm not trying to say what happened with the police, they was right, and this, that, and the third. Please don't take my words out of context. All I'm saying is, in most cases, the police is not going to return fire if fire is not coming at them. You know what I mean? And I get it. The officer did get killed by friendly fire, no doubt. He did get killed by his own, but that doesn't matter, because the teenager that's in critical condition right now, if he survives, he gonna wear that body. That's how it goes. I mean, it can happen like that on the street. Like, three people can go break into a house. But if the homeowner kills somebody and those two get away, those two are gonna get charged with murder. That's how it normally goes. Now, it's sad because it's three families right now, maybe four, that are really going through some real life changes right now as we speak. Like, changes. Like, sometimes you wish that, you know, you can go back and change things. This is just one of those things that I wish that I could change, because it really don't, to me, my humble opinion. Like, and it then got so quiet, but, you know, they still got that Tyrese Nichols case happening down there. You know what I mean? Like, this don't look good for that case, even though those are two separate things, but still, it don't look good to see two young black teenagers shooting at the police. It just doesn't look good for that case. And again, two different cases. I got it. I'm with you. I got it. But yes, like, we can't do this, man. Like, 18, 17, 18 years old, man, y'all should be running around behind girls, man. Like, what are y'all doing? And that's the difference, too, with us back in the day growing up. Like, man, I wanted to be where the girls was at. I didn't want to be where the guys was at. I didn't want to be where the violence was at. No, where the girls at? These guys today, man, they don't want to be around no girls, what it looked like to me. They want to be around a bunch of guys and guns, and that's not a good thing. It's really not. I used to ride my bike to go see a female. Like, I've never ride my bike to go see a guy, but hey, that gave me something to do. It wasn't about running around with a gun trying to kill something. Like, nah, man, that wasn't it. But these kids today, man, like, I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's the movies, TV, music. I don't know. But down there in Memphis, that's a sad situation. And again, that Tyrese Nichols thing haven't even been wrapped up yet. I asked Memphis, chill out. You know what I mean? Just cool on out for a little bit. Let them clean up this Tyrese Nichols thing. Then y'all go do what the hell y'all want to do. But let that get out of the way first. See, because it then got so quiet, people don't even talk about it no more. You don't hear anything about it anymore. But I'm telling you, it's still a real thing. So yeah, man, I just wanted to come at y'all and just talk about this, man, because it's crazy. It's real crazy. And to the kid that lost his life, rest in peace. And to the officer that lost his life, rest in peace. And to the kid that's fighting for his life, man, get well. But I just hope you learn from this. I just hope you learn a valuable lesson from this. You know what I mean? And on that note, I'd like to say thank y'all again. Y'all know how I'm doing it. I'm doing it like it's 1999, like I'm slinging mixtapes out the back of my trunk. If you like what you hear, share it. You know what I mean? Share the people. Let the people know about me. You know what I mean? And on that note, again, thank you. I love you, and I appreciate it. I'm out.